And also, just because she does have this wonderful, privileged life, doesn't mean that anybody should face such hatred. Well, and
but a lot of it came from her own family. I mean, her father has been horrible. Shared everything with the British tabloids, which are, you know, 10 times worse than American tabloids.
You bring up such a good point, and I think one of the reasons she has fallen victim to this is because people love the smell of vulnerability, and she has been given so much.
I wouldn't say victim is a word I would use. I would say she's actually benefited a lot from this in terms of
exposure. Well, I said that people love vulnerability, and I think that they see that she has this vulnerable side, although she was given such privilege, and then you attack.
But can you, I mean, the contrast also between the treatment of Kate Middleton versus Meghan Markle is so stark here. So Kate, who is actually a princess, is universally adored in the UK. I lived in London for 6 years. I was there for the first royal wedding. The country shut down. It was like Christmas Day or Boxing Day because of this. And the way that she comports herself, everything is the perfection, right, of William and Kate. When the tabloids run wild and they say it isn't as perfect, people don't even care. And then the way that Meghan Markle is treated, I mean, they even pick on the causes that she wants to support, right? She's an extremely charitable person.
Do you think it's because she's an American or because she's divorced or because...
I think it's all of those things. I think the fact that she's half black has been an issue as well. There are all sorts of things. I mean, the way that she did her wedding, bringing over a gospel choir, these are things that are innovating.
I don't think anyone criticized the gospel choir.
Changing the way that monarchy does things. And the queen is down for it, which I love about the queen.
Yeah, they seem like they're singing along well. But I would be curious to know, and we will never know the answer to the question, whether or not this goes over well with what they call the firm, because they don't really like.
They are modernizing,
sort of,
though.
These,
you know,
vulnerability. But it may. I think, in essence, I think it serves her well because it does show her as a human being.
Yeah.
And I think very relatable. And
their marriage is quite real. And I think that's important too in all of this, because people love to say it's all a deal, right?
There's so many people watching this right now who are going, who cares? We hate the royal family. I just find it's got to be an interesting way. Anyway, so here's General Mattis. Royal in New York last night was the Alfred Smith Dinner, which is an annual event where everyone wears white tie. It's a very elegant evening. Here's what General Mattis had to say about some of the treatment that he's received from the President of the United States. Watch.
And I'm not just an overrated general. I am the greatest, the world's most overrated. I'm honored to be considered that by Donald Trump, because he also called Meryl Streep an overrated actress. So I guess I'm the Meryl Streep of generals.
Jess. I really enjoyed it. He also had a great line about earning his bone spurs on the battlefield versus in a doctor's office. I mean, it's been interesting because he's obviously out on book tour and people have been dissatisfied with his unwillingness to come clean about what he thinks about President Trump. He came clean last night, I would say.
With humor. I mean, I don't think he's not going to stand up there and you know, sort of take issue with the commander-in-chief.
No, but it's not the same kind of silent, stoic standing there. It's, getting a little bit into the dirt with it. I really enjoyed it. I thought that whoever wrote his speech, I thought, did a great job.
He's pretty funny. Maybe he made up the jokes himself.
Yeah.
All right, we got to leave it there. Ladies, thank you so much.